Yud Tammuz, Tuesday the 12th of July, Rabbi Zalmi Sonnenfeld. Can one change a mohel?
Very good morning to everyone. This week's Seder starts off, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKoyen, Heshev es chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael, b'kana yes kenosi b'seicham, v'loi chilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kenosi. Pinchas HaKoyen, who was a grandson of Aharon HaKoyen, he risked his life to avenge the desecration of Hashem's name committed by Zimri. Zimri was a Nasi from Shevet Shimon, who did an Avera. And Pinchas was the one who came to put his life at risk for Hashem's name. It's really a continuation from last week's Sedra. Really, if we would put these psukim, if we would arrange the sedras, we might put these psukim at the end of last week's sedra, because that's where the whole story is actually brought down with Zimri and Pinchas and the Magefa, which happened in Klal Yisrael after that. The Satmar Rebbe points out that we want every child, even a young cheder child, to know what a kanoi is. And therefore, we leave a few psukim for the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, because not every child might get to the end of Parshas Balak. So you want every child to know what a kanoi is, and that's why we put it at the beginning of the Sedra, because everyone learns the beginning of the Sedra. It's also interesting to note that the Seder of the Parshias is Parshas Chukas, Parshas Balak, Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Matos, and then Parshas Maseh. Chukas and Balak can fall out together. This year, all the Sedras were separate, because it was a leap year. Parshas Matos and Maseh can also fall to work out together. Parshas Pinchas, which is in the middle, will always fall out, will always is read by itself. Because someone who's a real kanoi, who's really doing it the Shem Shamayim, he has to be ready to go himself. Even if no one's going to go with him, he's ready to fight it for himself, because he knows it's really true, even though no one is with him. Now these psukim are psukim that we'll for sure hear this week in Kriyas HaTorah, that the boys will learn in school in Metz Hashem. It's also a pasuk that we hear very often by a bris. After we welcome in the child, we say Baruch Haba. We say these psukim at a bris. Baruch Haba is also a remez to the actual bris milah. The letters Haba is gematria 8. Hey and Ves is 5 and 2. 7 plus 1 is 8. Haba is also a Rosh Tevez, Hadveikim Bashem Alekechem, referring to the pasuk Va'atem Hadveikim Hashem Alekechem, because by virtue of the bris, we want the child to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Haba, it's brought down, is also Rosh Tevez, Hinei Eliyahu Ba. Eliyahu HaNavi is coming, because Eliyahu HaNavi attends every bris. And we're welcoming him. And that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says at every bris, when the baby comes in, everyone stands up. We're standing up for the kovod of Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is coming. Now the reason why we mention this psukim at a bris, it's up here in Medrash, in this week's Sedra, that Pinchas and Eliyahu are really one of the same. It's also Rashi brings it down in Baba Metzia, that Pinchas and Eliyahu are one of the same. And by referring to these psukim, we are really referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. The Arizal says not to say these psukim, because we don't want to mention the kinah, the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the introduction of a bris, because we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and it's not fitting to mention the verse which speaks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. So he says not to mention these psukim from this week's Sedra. But there is, the minig is to mention these psukim when the baby comes into the Beis HaMedrash or wherever the bris is taking place. And more than that, we even meyached the kisei, zeh kisei shel Eliyahu HaNavi zochol atoy, they said, Lekula Alma, everyone is in agreement with that. And the Drisha brings down, he brings a medrash, a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua, they were very diligent, they were very nizah with the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Until it came a time after Shlomo HaMelech was nifta and Klal Yisrael split into two, and there was a certain part of Klal Yisrael which went careful. And the Eliyahu HaNavi, who was alive at the time, he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, what's going on? Klal Yisrael are not keeping Mila. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't give them rain, and you don't give them dew, because they're not keeping this mitzvah. And because of this push, so to speak, that Eliyahu HaNavi gave them, the Klal Yisrael went back to being very diligent about the mitzvah of Mila. So because it was in his schus, Eliyahu HaNavi has this schus to be at every single bris which takes place in the world, Ad Hayom Hazeh, he has the schus to be there, because he was the one who got Klal Yisrael to go back into their ways and to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Mila. the Zohar, it's interesting to say, to see, he says that it's actually a type of rebuke against Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, you came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you said, Klal Yisrael, they're not so careful about keeping the mitzvah of Milah. I'll show you, you attend every bris. You'll have to attend every bris because I'll force you to attend every bris and you'll see how careful Klal Yisrael are about being behind this mitzvah of Milah. So since this Sedra has a strong connection with the mitzvah of Milah, I would like to speak about Shaila in Hilchas Milah, which could come up. Can one change a moel? Now there's two scenarios that this Shaila can play out. Scenario number one, someone takes a moel, someone is gevenched with he has a baby boy, and he asks the moel, he approaches him and he says, would you like to do the bris? And he says, yes, I would like to do the bris. He says, oh, very good, I'm asking you to do the bris. Can he change his mind, for whatever reason it is, and say to this moel afterwards, you know what, actually, I've decided to take someone else. Can he do that? Or is he committed, is he mechuyev to take this moel? Case number two would be, what happens if someone already has a few boys, he's already done a few brisin, and he's always taking the same moel? Let's say, for example, he's already done three brisin, and he's always taking moel, let's call him Ruvain, the same moel. Can he now change? For whatever reason, when it comes to child number four, he wants to change. Can he now change the moel and go to a different moel? Or because he's always taken this moel, he's taken the moel for the first three, does he have to stay with this moel? Now, each question can play out in slightly different ways. For example, the first scenario that we said, we asked someone, we asked a particular moel to do the bris on someone who had a boy. Does it matter when you ask the moel? Does it matter if you ask the moel before the baby was even born? Maybe the baby was the person was a mulberes, and the husband goes and asks the moel when, in Emet Hashem, my wife has a baby. Maybe in the olden days it would be, if my wife has a boy, with nowadays technology, you might say my wife is having a boy, but whatever it is, would you be able to do the bris? Or maybe that is a davar shelo ba'olam, so in that case it's different. Similarly, in case number two, when a moel has done a few children already, so it doesn't matter how many children he's done, how many sons of yours he's done. Does it matter if he's only done one? What happens if he's only done one? Can you go change to another moel? Or what happens if two or three? We know there's a machlokes in Shas always between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. There's a chazaka twice or three times. So what would we say in this case? Do you need to have a chazaka with this moel? So let's see what it says in Halacha, in the Gemara, and in Shulchan Aruch, in the Reis Kalim. We'll see one Shaila is very much discussed, and one of the Shailas is hardly discussed, and we'll try to see how we can come out, Ezus Hashem, Halacha Lemaisa. It starts off with the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara there is speaking about a chazaka that a person... We have a chazaka that a person is always alive. What does that mean, a chazaka that a person is always alive? If we're dealing with another person, although this person is not in front of us, we could take on that this person is probably alive. What's the case? The Mishnah says, "Hamalva moyes is hakoyen v'salevi v'sa'oni." Someone comes up, let's say Reuven comes up to Shimon and he says, "Can you lend me money? Can you lend me £1,000? She says, "Yeah, I can lend you. When are you going to pay me back?" He says, "I'll tell you the truth. I don't have any money to pay you back, and I don't think I will have any money to pay you back, but I'm a kohen. And I'm deserving to get truma. So when you get your truma from this year's crop, instead of giving it over to me, you keep your truma." So Reuven makes a cheshbon, how much his truma was worth. Obviously, Reuven won't be able to eat his truma, because if he's not a kohen, he's not allowed to eat truma, but he would be able to sell it to another kohen and make some money from it. And he makes a cheshbon that is worth it for him to sell his truma. And he lends money to, and he gives the money to the kohen. Says the Mishnah, you can make such an arrangement. Says the Mishnah, the chiddush is that you don't have to think that maybe in 2 or 3 months' time, when I separate my truma, maybe this person is not going to be alive anymore. I could take on that this person is going to be alive. It's bechazaka shuruchai that he's going to stay alive. Says the Gemara, I've got a different problem over here. This truma doesn't yet belong to this kohen. How can this kohen say, yeah, I'll give you truma for the repayment of the choiv? This truma doesn't belong to him yet. Dahainu, there is a din called toiv asano. Although the truma doesn't belong to the bailim, to the Yisrael, he can decide who he wants to give it to. Now, he can decide to give it to any kohen. He hasn't decided to give it to this kohen yet. So how can this kohen say, take this truma for payment if it's not even his? And Rashi explains, there's also a halacha that you've got to actually give it over to a kohen. There's a din nesina. So the Yisrael hasn't been Makayim his Din Asinah, so what's going on? So the Gemara introduces a concept called Makirei Kehuna. That means that this person who has his crop, he always gives his Tefuah to this same person. It might be a friend of his, it might even be a relative of his, and he's decided he always gives this, his Tefuah, his Truma, to this particular Kohen. Now, because he always gives it to him, so although, really, he could give it to anyone from Shevet Kohana, anyone who's a Kohen, but everyone, most Kohanim are Messiahish from it, because they know that he's giving it to, he always gives it to this Kohen. So the Rashi says over there, it's Kilu Motuliyode, it's like you've actually given it over to him already. It's Mamashay, so much so that he can say that I want to pay back my Choyv from this. That's the din of Matirei Kohana. There's various explanations in the Achoreinim how to explain this concept of Makirei Kehuna. It's a Takanas Chachomim, which doesn't really have an explanation. The Modcha says on this Gemara that it's considered a Matana Mu'ete. So someone promises someone a small Matana, the din is he's not allowed to be Chayzer. Because if you promise someone something large, the person might think, oh, this person might not give it to me. He might just be saying that he's giving it to me. But a matana mu'ete, something which is small, if I promise someone something small, the chances are that this person has a smicha stas that he will receive it, because it's only something small. Says the Modcha on that Gemara, and I found the Maharam in Rottenberg, which says the same thing can apply with an Asinas mitzvah to a moel or to a baal bris. A baal bris is a sandik. That's not our subject today, but as far as a moel is concerned, the same thing would apply. It's considered a matana mu'etes. I have the right to give over the moel, to give over to someone to be the moel. That's called a matana mu'etes, and would have the same din as a makirei kohana. And more moforish, the Modcha says in Masechet Shabbos, he says, Mishan noda l'chaveri liyos baal brisai. Somebody who says to someone, he makes a neder that he's going to be the moel, Sorech Leo Isbal Bisai his sandik, Oy Lomol Espunoi, or to do the Mila, Sorech Lekayimla, he's got to be Makayimit. Va'afagav de Ein Odo Makne Dova Shalai Bala Ilam. It's clear that he's talking about, even if the child hasn't been born yet, it's only a Mu'veres at this stage, and Ein Odo Makne Dova Shalai Bala Ilam, but Hoylo Minig Bene Odom Shinoidrim Beneim Zela Zea Makayimim. Since the Minig is to act in this way and to give over. To ask a moel to do the bris, even at this stage, tzorech lekayim. We find this idea in the Gemara that if the minig is to be noik in a certain way, we consider that really like a kinyan, and you've got to be a mekayimit. Rabbeinu Yechiel, who the Modcha brings down, he says, we don't go so far to say that if it's a dover shaloi bala olam, you could be koine it with this minig. That what we say that a minig helps to make a kinyan, even though it's not a proper kinyan, is something that if it would be a lot olam, you could make a kinyan. But to go so far to say even on the dover shaloi bala olam you can make a kinyan, we don't go so far. But everyone agrees that if the child is in this world, and he's promised by someone that he can, a moel is promised, a neder has been made that he can do the bris, you're not allowed to be chayzer. The Modcha says, b'di'eved, if you're chayzer, we're not going to force him, b'di'eved, if you're chayzer, it would be a chazara, but l'chatchila, you're not allowed to be chayzer. Says Rabbi Yosef, I found this tshuva samaram. I found it, and I'll tell you exactly what the scenario was. Someone had a child, and he approaches the moel of his town, Ruvain, and he says, Ruvain, I'd like you to do the bris. But unfortunately, the child is not so healthy. We have to wait till it comes ois nefel, till he's 30 days old. Then we are able to do the bris. So he says, no problem, I'll do the bris. When it approaches 30 days, the father, the Avi Ben, says to the moel, unfortunately, the child is still not well. The doctors have recommended that I should not do it yet at this stage. We should wait. So the moel says, listen, I've got to go out of town to do something, l'toreh hakihila. That was the case over there. So when I come back, I'm going for a week or two. It doesn't look like the bris is going to be very soon. I pushed it off so far. When I come back, I'll do the bris. He said, okay. When this moel is out of town, he gets the Fia Ben gets the okay that you can do the bris straight away. The baby is okay. It had a speedy recovery and you could do the bris. So he sends a shliach to the neighboring town, to the neighboring moel, and he says, Please, will you come? He sends over what the story was, that he's actually asked someone else, but this person is out of town. Please, will you come to do the bris? And whatever happens, I'll give you the bris to do when you come. And by here I am, the day comes when the train arrived, and both Moyalim arrived on the same day at the same time. And they came to the Maharam in Rottenberg, and they said to him, so what should we do now? How should we act now? And the Maharal Mirotenberg said that since you wanted to give it to the first male, and that was clear you wanted to give it to the first male, it's no different from Akire Kohona, and it's Ki'ilu Amayode. It's like you've given it to him already, it's like you had it in his hand, and he was so Mechdas that you would give it to him, with the Modchel's understanding that it's only Matonim or Etes, so he was so Mechdas that he would for sure get it, and you can't be Choyze from it. Just like Makire Kohona, you can't be Choyze, Ein Loi B'milas Punay Elo Teva Sano, and you can't be Choyze from it. And therefore, that's what we pass in night. If you are Choyze, the Moshe says you can say he's Ovan She'eris Yisrael Lo Yasa Avlo V'lo Yidabu Chozov. And more than that, Mutalik Kroise Rosha, you can call him a Rosha. But Lechat Chila, you're not allowed to be Choyze. Says the Bis Yosef, however, there is one other Shitta. The Rosh says that it doesn't have any kiyum at all. Someone who promises his child to a mile, even if the child is alive, it doesn't have any kiyum at all. There's no such kinyan. He calls it a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. A kinyan is okay to be koine a chayfetz. A kinyan is okay for a kiddushin, which something is taking effect there. But in this case over here, where it's just, yeah, I want it to be my mile, he calls that a kinyan dvarim ba'alma, which the Gemara says, such a kinyan is not a kinyan. He says it doesn't have effect at all. The only way it would have effect is if this person made a shvua. This person made a shvua, and a shvua doesn't necessarily have to mean a shvua. It could mean a tkias kof, a handshake, which is also looked at as a type of shvua, as a type of neder. Then we would actually force the avia ben to keep this mile because of layachel devare, not because of a kinyan, so to speak, that he's not allowed to be chayza, but because he's not allowed to go back from his word, and because he promised it to this mile, he's not allowed to go back from this mile. But if no shvur was involved, then he wouldn't allow to be chayza. Then he would be allowed to be chayza. Now, I forgot to be magdim that in both shilas, both scenarios that we spoke about, that's clear that if there's a very, very, very good reason why you wanted to be chayza, for example, there's a very, very big tzaddik in town, and you want this tzaddik is also a moel, and you want this moel to do this bris, even though you might have taken the same moel for your first couple of children, or you've promised this particular child to a moel, then it's clear that you're allowed to be chayza. And the gedder is always, the way we look at it is, at the time of appointing the moel, if this person would have been in town, would you have asked this person to do the bris? So obviously, if this person would have been in town, you would have asked him, then you're allowed to be chayza. So to make a sikum, it's clear, and this is how it's paskened in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch in Yeridah Simon Reish Samach Talit Sif Aleph, that lechatchila you're not allowed to be chayza. But the eved, if you are chayza, then you mutter lekrosei rasha, you'd be able to be chayza. But lechatchila you're not allowed to be chayza. Now the Beis Yosef brings the Ma'arik when he speaks about this shayla. And this Ma'arik touches on the second shayla we had. If you've had a moil a few times, can you change from this moil? The Ma'arik, he also passes like the Ma'aram, the Rottenberg, and the Motcha, they're not allowed to be chayza. But the Ma'arik says, and this is his lashon, also lachzuba, you're not allowed to be chayza, hecha shaha moil, rogil, lomul bonov. You're not allowed to be chayza if this moil is rogil, lomul bonov. And he says, even if you haven't actually asked this moel to do this son in this particular case, you're not allowed to be chayza. He says, for sure, in this case, that the Maharam Rottenberg card, that you asked this moel to do this particular child, you're not allowed to be chayza. But even in a case where you hadn't asked yet, but if you're rogil to take him, then you're not allowed to be chayza. And Rabbi Kiva Egan Shulchan Aruch, he is the only one from the Noisa Kalim who mentions this Noisa, this case of sticking with the same moel, and he's medayik from this Maharik, like we said, that you're not allowed to be chayza, even if you're not allowed to change the moel, once you've taken the moel a few times. Now the lashon of the Maharik is, also lachzibah hecha shah moel rogel lomul bonov. Now, rogel lom bonov is quite a vague term. Is that two times? Is that three times? It seems to be more than one time. Now I can't come and say it's as clear as the first shayla. The only thing we have is Rebbe Kiva Eger, who says that you shouldn't go back after a few times. I asked a few poskim in town, and they said that if you've taken a moil three times, then if you don't have a particular reason, a strong reason to be chayza, then you shouldn't be chayza. The Sefer Oitzah HaBris brings down that there is some, there are some who say that even after one time it's called a chazaka, because we find this idea by certain by a chazan who's mosak to daven, even after one time it's called a chazaka, and you wouldn't allow to be chayza, which is already a very mechudish dekeshita. But as I said, this is quite a grey area, which is not clear in halacha whether how many times you would need to have this smell to be mosak in order to say that you're not allowed to be chayza. Now there is one very interesting hekatimsa that we say that you're allowed to go back from a mile, even if in both questions that we asked, if you've taken a mile a few times or on one son, and that is the case if it's a korov, if it's a relative to the person who's having a bris. The Chacham Tzvi in his Chovas in Simen Ayin, he learns this out from the Gemara in Cholin. The Gemara says there that Rava and Rav Safra, they went up to visit someone's house. And to visit someone in the house, and he brought out in front of them an Igla Tilsa, a very, very, very nice fattened calf. And Rava wanted to eat the tongue, and we know from with Avraham Avinu that the tongue with mustard is a very, very, very chosh v'dika Michael, and that's what he wanted to eat. So he asked the shamas of his host whether he didn't mind he ate it. Now, The tongue is part of the l'chayayim. The l'chayayim is one of the matones which goes to a koyim. The zraya v'l'chayayim akeva from a behemah goes to the koyim. The shamus of this host was actually the koyim, and he was the one who always received this part of the behemah from his host. So Rava was asking this host whether he didn't mind to not take it this time, that Rava could have it, that Rava can eat it. And the Gemara continues that he didn't mind, and it says that Rava did eat it, but Rav Safra, who was with him, didn't eat it. And the Gemara goes on to explain that Rava was wrong what he did, he shouldn't really have done that. Says the Chacham Tzvi, that what the Gemara doesn't ask, what the Gemara doesn't talk about is, how could he have done this? The Gemara is clearly talking about that the case is there, is a case of Makirei Kohana, that he always gave his things, he always gave his matonis over to his shamas, to this kohen. So how can Rava now make the host be over in a way on Lifnei Iva by saying, oh, give me the matonis, if you always gave it to the same person, how could he do it? Says the Chacham Tzvi, I see from this Gemara that even though there is a din of Makirei Kohana, and Makirei Kohana we say is like a maton ba'etes, it's mamish like it's come to his hand, that even in this case of a korov, you could be chayza. He says, not that this case was a korei, Rava and Safra, not that we have proof that they were krovim, but Rava and Safra come midin hamet chochem. And he says that because we see in halacha that a korei always has a din before tamet chochem, for example, by tztoka, the din is that you would give to a korei before you would give to a tamet chochem, so the same would go in such a case as well, the same would be in this scenario that we would say that you could give it to a korei if you wanted to give it to a korei, Mikach Kol Shekein. If you could give it to a Korov, if you can give it to a Talmud Chacham and take away from Makirei Kohana, for sure you can give it to a Korov. So it comes out, to make it Sikum, it comes out that if someone has asked a particular Moel to do a bris on a son who has a boy, a child who has already been born, that it's clear that Lechatchila he shouldn't be Chayza. That we learn out from Makirei Kohana. But in the Shaila of whether he's taken a Moel a few times, and he wants to be chayza, so that shaila is not 100% clear how many times he would have had to take in the moil that we say to him he's not allowed to be chayza. But if there's a strong reason, if there's a good reason for him to take the to change, then for sure that is clear that he's allowed to change, even if he made a shvua, a clear shvua, we'd be able to be matir the shvua if he has a clear reason. Now there is an interesting medrash that the Bnei Yisoscha brings down. Eliyahu HaNavi came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said that, okay, I'm Zoicha to go to every bris, or even if we understand it, if the Zoya HaKadosh, that it's a form of rebuke to Eliyahu HaNavi, he's going to be at every bris. But Eliyahu HaNavi said that, since I possess this attribute of vengeance, I'm incapable of tolerating Averis. So I'm going to go to a bris. What will happen if the Avi Aben has Chatoim, has Averis? I'll not be able to withstand it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, in that case, I will forgive all the Averis of the Avi Aben. So he said, what about the Sandik? What about the Moel? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'll forgive them as well. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, what about the people in attendance at the bris? Everyone at the bris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'll be Moichel the Averis of everyone who comes to join in the bris. Fascinating medrash that the Bnei Yisrael brings down. With this Bnei Yisrael, we can understand, with this medrash that the Bnei Yisrael brings down, we can understand the Sifri, which is brought down in this week's Sedra. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Pinchas, V'hoysa loy ulezare acharov bris kuhunas oilam tachas ha-shekine lelikov, because you avenged Hashem's anger, v'yechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Says the Baal HaTorah, you bring from the Sifri, the Pasuk says, v'yechaper al b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say that you avenged Hashem's anger, l'chaper, to have atonement for b'nei Yisrael. It says, v'yechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Says the Baal HaTorah, l'chaper loy nema, elo v'yechaper, sh'oimed, Umachaper al Yisrael ad soif kaladoris. He's constantly being mechaper on Kal Yisrael ad soif kaladoris. With this medrash that the Bnei Yisrael brings down, we can understand this sifri, that this kapara takes place at the time of the Mila. And more than that, it's conditional. If Kal Yisrael amakayim the mitzvah of Mila, it's conditional on this fulfillment of the mitzvah. Eliyahu HaNavi will memela come down, and Eliyahu HaNavi will therefore be able to cause a mechilas avinus. So we always be zoicha to partake in many brises, thereby causing mechilas avonos, which will in turn hastily bring the Gula Shleima.